At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just
$20. 106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
A list of American accents were ranked on sexiness.
Oh boy, here we go. I already know what direction this is going to go.
Do you?
I know you're going to have a problem with it.
What do you guys think is the sexiest American accent?
Oh, American.
American accent.
Okay. American. Sexiest.
Because remember, we are all Americans, but we all have very different accents.
Yeah. I suppose New York.
So the traditional New York accent, which got broken down into, is it a Long Island accent or is it a Staten Island accent? Oh. Long Island accent, which is what typically the New York accent, that came in second.
Okay. There's a real bad boy appeal to it.
There's a, you feel like you're talking to somebody who's serious.
You feel like you're talking to somebody from a different time.
Right.
Right.
So number one also feels like a different time, but in my opinion, the other end of the spectrum.
I'm sure it's a southern state.
It is.
Yep.
But what kind of southern accent?
So for me, it would be some sort of like Nolan's accent.
That's it?
Yep.
New Orleans.
The number one sexiest American accent is considered the Cajun accent.
Yeah.
And I thought that was true.
That it's sexy.
Yes.
There's something about that draw where everything's just a little slower.
Because I hate Southern accents, but for some reason, the Cajun accent gets a pass on me.
Well, it's like they're not in a hurry to do anything, but also it makes them sound fun.
Yeah.
There is a fun to it where, you know what? We're just going to have a couple pops.
Right, because they slow everything down,
yeah.
You know, and even if they were saying something like, y'all come by the plantation, we're
well,
going to have a
plantation.
Exactly.
Right.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
But there's still something nice about the slow cadence and just the southern draw.
Now come on over and enjoy the juniper tree.
Right.
Also, there's something about the Cajun accent where they just stop dropping letters.
Mm.
And I'm still in. I can still hear. I still know what you're saying.
I'm going to credit that to the French, because the Cajun accent is mostly influenced by French.
Yes.
Which most of the people on the bayou, they mix American mm-hmm. and French still
most,
to this day.
Not most.
But I mean, they
it's
still do. Bayou people and, you
yeah.
know, stuff like that. This is one thing. It's some of the other accents, like the Maine accent, that New England accent.
I'm not sure what that is.
The New England accent.
Yeah.
There's a reason why
oh,
we all, you know, that
real,
kind of
John oh. F. Kennedy.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
In these parts, we would really like, we would love to have you to our home.
And it's different than the Boston accent. The Boston accent was on this list as
oh,
what
I like
came
Boston.
In, came in number seven. This is one thing that I'm pretty upset about.
Okay.
The Philly accent.
Ew.
Came in on the list.
That's shocking.
On the top 10 sexiest American accents. And I worked really hard to lose mine.
You never had a Philly accent.
I've never
you're
heard
so,
it.
No,
you
you've
such
never.
Such a liar.
You never met me when I
Let's
had one.
You lived in Philly till you were like 7 years old.
I lived in Philly till I was 12.
Okay.
And that's what happens then. Oh, that's right. You develop language from 0 to 10.
Okay.
I did. And I worked.
Your mother and father don't even have a Philly accent.
My mom still does occasionally. My dad never had a Philly accent. My dad never lived in Philly except for when he was like an adult. But my mom did have my aunt, my uncle definitely do a Philly accent. But like, I was just saying to a guy that we just hired here, I don't know if he's from Philly or not.
He's from Philly.
He is from Philly. Yeah, okay. And I was telling him, like, I used to say, like, for instance, water. And I don't say water anymore. I say water.
When did you stop doing that?
it was right around when I started to do broadcasting.
Okay.
Because I kind of figured out that's not something you want to bring with you if you ever want to leave. You know, like, it's an acceptable thing to say if you're, like, still in Pennsylvania. But, like, I could have been number 10 sexy on here.
No.
Come on.
Nobody's.
No, there's nothing sexy about me.
Now, was California on there at all?
No. Yeah. Nothing from California.
You know what? I think we're too much of a melting pot.
Mm.
And so I think that, like, we don't really have, short of, like, the vocal fry.
Yeah,
I don't
which
think
is
we
gross.
Have, like, a thing. When we go to, like, morning show boot camp and we're around a bunch of other people that do radio.
It's a radio conference,
It's a radio conference. Oftentimes people ask me if I'm from the Midwest.
Oh.
I can see that.
They think I'm, like, Wisconsin or Michigan.
Northern California, I think, is very Midwest. It feels very Midwest.
How so?
Just in, like, the way that we talk and treat each other and stuff like that. I don't know.
Hey, how are ya?
That almost makes it sound like we hit our heads. But
no.
How do you do?
No. I want Northern California to be Canada so bad.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Now, that's a nice accent, not a sexy one.
What? What do you mean?